Tailgate Nation football season is here, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets for every game all season long. Whether you're planning a day out with friends, doing a little tailgating, searching for a last-minute deal, or buying a gift for a loved one, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Nothing beats being there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, literally anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. You know, I actually just bought some Green Bay Packer tickets on SeatGeek, and the process was so simple and easy, and I can't wait to go see my beloved Packers. And you can go see your favorite teams, too. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for the buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And it doesn't even end with sports. SeatGeek has plenty of tickets for concerts, comedy, theater tickets. All those things are available through SeatGeek. And best of all, the Tailgate Nation, my listeners here on Tailgate Radio, get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code TAILGATE today. That's promo code TAILGATE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So don't wait. Now is the perfect time to grab some tickets. And you don't want to do it anywhere else but on SeatGeek. Download your app today and enter promo code TAILGATE.
Coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. We've got a great show, and we can't do anything without checking in with the commissioner of tailgating, the illustrious Mr. Joe Kahn, and Joe will be joining us after the first break. We are so excited to have him. That has become a tradition with this show, and hopefully give us some insight on what we need to do to enjoy this football season out in the parking lot. He has been doing this for over 20 years. He has been on every major network, every food and travel channel imaginable. He has traveled the country in his RV from coast to coast and border to border. And I hear he might even be doing some international travel this year. So we're going to find out more of what Joe Kahn, the illustrious commissioner of tailgating, is doing after the first break. Tailgate Nation, week one is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter. Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. Drafting your team is faster than ever. DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code TAILGATE to play DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code TAILGATE to promote your share of $100,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richmond from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
I got 40 hours behind me and the weekend's just ahead. Trade my work shirt for a jersey of my favorite team instead. Tell the boss I'll see him Monday. I got important things on my mind. As far as I'm concerned, this weekend's mine. It's tailgate time, tailgate time. Get me off this assembly line, 'cause
He is the distinguished commissioner of tailgating. Welcome into Tailgate Radio once again, our favorite guest of all time, Mr. Joe Kahn. Welcome in, Joe.
Well, you know, John, it's good being back. It's good being back, and, you know, I've gone through the preseason now. You know, that tailgating goes on, as we all know, tailgating enthusiasts. Tailgating goes on year-round. You know, that there's something about football tailgating, however, that we get hyped up for that. You know, there's, you know, as I say, NASCAR tailgating, steeplechase, Jimmy Buffett, which is non-adversarial tailgating, which is really incredible. But football tailgating, you know, sometimes we look forward to the season, but we don't prepare. We don't do preseason. You know, we don't do training camp. You know, I've been going around now to receptions. I don't even know the people getting married, but I feel that that's my training camp. Going around, tasting, and they go, excuse me, do we know you? And I go, no, yeah, I'm the commissioner of tailgating, and I need preseason. And so this is a very big part, and now we're into it. In fact, you know, Saturday I counted that, and I went on the website, and this is on Saturday there are 85 games. We're just talking about college games. So everybody who's listening, there is something that you can go to. That's for sure.
Yes, and if they put a pinpoint or a grabbed a map and got a thumbtack or something and put a hole everywhere where there's a game, it pretty much covers the geography within at least an hour trip in any direction. Wouldn't you think?
I would think so. I think that, you know, if it doesn't do that, we could open up any window and smell a grill. I'll tell you that right now. That's how close these games are.
Yeah, and what do you think about the fact that that college football has really proliferated from a Saturday tradition? You know, even now with some of the new ESPN contracts, there are Tuesday night games. So college football in and of itself is now becoming a week-long festival. And there are opportunities anywhere and everywhere you go. And I think that, you know, I love college football. I know you love every kind of tailgating, and so do I. But there's something about going on a college campus and experiencing the traditions and the recipes and just the sights and sounds of those campi that are amazing.
Well, you know, that one of the things I'm often asked, which one is better, you know, college or pros, or where is the best place to tailgate? And my answer to that is, where's the best place to tailgate? Wherever you are. Whether it's a big college, a small college, whether it's a high school, and high school is getting more and more, I've seen more and more tailgating high school. It is the ideal place for parents to meet friends of their children in a non-threatening situation. And so that it is one of those, it's a neutral site. You can't be backed into a corner. And the student feels they're backed into a corner, and they're going to say, oh, well, but I got to go to Bob's tailgate. And so that both college and high school, great place for parents to meet friends of their children. You know, in college, we have a campus. We have students, alumni, parents, friends of the university, pageantry, tradition, bands. In pros, we have an asphalt parking lot. And so they're very much different, and yet they're the same, because I refer to it as the last great American neighborhood, that neighborhood that we used to play ball in the street, the neighborhood where we used to borrow a cup of sugar from our neighbor, where if there were fences, they were because we had a dog and it were chain link fences. But now we've surrounded ourselves with privacy fences. We have gone into the age of social media, and I really believe that tailgating was the original Facebook. But when you friend somebody in a parking lot, you get food. You friend somebody on Facebook, you get a like. Not even like a hot dog. It is a little bit different and unusual that this is really the social season. And I like to tell people that when we tailgate, and the best thing you can do is bring a friend or a neighbor to a tailgate that you're going to who has never been to a tailgate. Because one of the commissioner's jobs
is that the commissioner needs to dispel the myth that tailgating is about a bunch of drunk people in a parking lot. It is really the community social. I point out that when you walk around a tailgate, I always point out, I say, what do you see and what don't you see? And people say, what do you mean? I say, well, you don't see people surfing the web. You don't see people watching television, clicking on channels just to see what else is on. What you do see are people in conversation. And there is no place in this country, and I don't even know the world, but I know this country, where people are in conversation, total strangers. If you walk around a tailgate in the parking lot, you get to visit with friends you haven't seen in a while, and you get to visit with friends you didn't even know you had. And lifelong friends are made this way. You know, we don't discuss, we discuss what's important. We discuss food, our children. We discuss who should be starting left guard. We discuss the problems of the world. And those are football and baseball and sports problems. The Republicans don't have a good party. The Democrats don't have a good party. There's only one true party in this country, and that is the tailgating party. Now, that's a party. The others may have organizations, but they certainly don't have a party. We don't worry about the right wing or the left wing. We worry about the Buffalo wing. When we go out to the stadium, it's about the social. It's about happiness. It's about in between a family reunion and a class reunion that we can move around. And there's any reception, and not a banquet, that we want our food to reflect that. At a banquet, you have to sit at a table with the same people. At a reception, we walk around. So I always suggest small plates. People are going to eat other things around tailgate as they walk around. But when you serve things bite-size. If you're doing, let's say, a hot dog, cut it up in thirds. And put three different type of condiments, mustards, different relishes, and people have small bites of everything. I think that's the fun part. For all of the great and the people who are listening now, and especially college students, remember, the brewery is not going out of business tomorrow. There will be beer on the shelf tomorrow. You don't have to drink it all today. Very, very important to everybody. Designated driver and designated griller. There's nothing worse than all of a sudden you're walking around, you smell something, and the person says, oh, I forgot it was on the grill. Designated driver, a must. But a designated griller, too.
Do you think that more tailgating clubs and groups have become more organized? As I have traveled, and I certainly don't travel as extensively as you, but I am seeing more and more of that mentality where people have their roles and they're able to scale because they have become more. I think they've been listening to your sage advice because, man, some of these crews are, and you were in the restaurant business for years. Some of these folks are as organized as any back of house I've ever seen.
Well, they are incredible. They're incredible for several reasons. And one of the number one, some are getting bigger. In fact, I'm doing on my website, tailgating.com, I'm trying to do some surveys and I'm trying to figure out what people want to know. How much do you spend on a tailgate? How many tailgates do you go to a year? I'm doing some wonderful things actually with Racetrack, which is a gas and convenience store in the South. And they had a survey that do you bring something to a tailgate? And something like 75% of the people say that it's rude not to bring, to come to a tailgate empty-handed. But there are also some great apps. In fact, I'm trying to help out a gentleman who, he had an app, and I know they're out there, they're like party apps, where you can go and you have this app and you can put what you're bringing. It's like the Smith tailgate. And then you can put what you're bringing, what the responsibilities are, and you fill in the blank. I'm very privileged on Thanksgivings. I go up to Detroit for the Thanksgiving game, and there's a group, the hot tubbers, and the hot tubbers bring a hot tub to the game. for Thanksgiving, it's really an incredible thing. They bring it every game, but Thanksgiving is really it's like a family event. There are 8 to 10 turkeys, whole turkeys. There are about 20 side dishes. They have an Excel spreadsheet that they fill in what's needed, who's going to bring what, so you don't duplicate. But I do know there are apps, and if anybody knows of an app, heard of an app or is working on an app, if they could email me at the website. But I think, you know, to your question, it is getting a little bit more sophisticated with, I think, social media. But also it's getting sophisticated because people are planning a little bit better. One of my suggestions is always have a playbook. There are some people who have, when I talk about preseason tailgating, actually do preseason training camp. Group in Napa, San Francisco 49ers actually go to Napa for a weekend where they plan their menu, where they plan the duties, which I think is a great thing. But a playbook to have all of the people, you know, most of it do it now on a smartphone, but just like a football team that has a playbook, it's great for a tailgating playbook because you have your checklist, you have all the things that are needed so that you're not going to forget, you have what other people are going to bring. And I think those are great things. It makes our party that much easier.
I'm here with Joe Kahn. He's the commissioner of tailgating. And, you know, Joe, one of the things that, along with that sophistication, is I think the chefs are getting better out in the parking lot. I don't know what it is, but the food seems to get better and better every single year. And along those lines that you were talking about with the planning, I really love going to a tailgate event where there are themed parties. So if the Giants are playing the Eagles, then they've got, they've got a chicken that they call a grilled eagle, or they have the theme around the entire opponent. And it's always interesting because, like you, I can't remember if I've ever really experienced a negative event in the parking lot with overindulgence of drinking or anything like that. It's always just a lot of fun. And so those people that haven't gotten to experience that should certainly find a friend, or if you are doing a tailgate event, bring a friend and let them experience the lifestyle. And as you said, the last great American neighborhood experience that takes place in the parking lot.
John, I think you're right, and you're right on the ball with that one, because if you bring a friend, number one, you don't have to have tickets to the game. You can go and tailgate and then leave. If you're fortunate enough to have tickets, stay and watch the game. If you're not fortunate enough to have ticket with your friend, then you could go home and watch it on television, or stay in the parking lot and watch it on television. But I think the experience of just going there and just having a good time, I think that the food, to be able to pull recipes from a food channel or all the different food magazines, but I always think that the simpler you keep it, the more time you have to spend with your guests. Remember, it's not a cooking contest. Remember, Rachel Way is not coming to your party. Emeril's not coming to your party. Martha Stewart certainly isn't coming to your party. Now, you can do some really good things and over-the-top things and experiment, but just like you're bringing people to your home, and really the tailgate, if you're throwing a tailgate, is an extension of your house, that you want to do what you're known for and your best dish. Whether it's, on my case, I like to do jambalaya. It feeds a lot of people and it's easy to do. But if your dish is just sausage or a good hamburger, and if you're doing hamburgers, don't push them down on the grill to cook faster. That's going to let all the juice out. Instead of a whole hamburger, do little sliders. And a little tip is, because get there early. We want to get there early so we get a good space and we can get set up. We don't have to rush and then have to clean up and get inside the game. But if we're going to do hamburgers, I always have a tin pan, an aluminum throwaway tin pan, that I put some beef broth in so I can do the hamburgers they're finished, I put them into the beef broth just so that they stay nice and moist when people are now ready, because people come at different times. I can throw it back on the grill. They have a nice, juicy hamburger.
You're making me hungry, Joe.
I'm telling you, I have to watch myself, John. I gain weight just thinking about it. I gained 40 pounds off-season, not having a thing to eat, but just thinking about all the different foods, you know, whether about going up to Chicago and then going up to have a brat, or going to visit my friends in New England and have lobster and steak. But over, you know, in Texas, we do great barbecue, and we do great brisket or just ribs. Or if I go over to Georgia, you know, I'm just going to have some southern food. Every place, and I think that's the fun thing. When we talk about our food, we talk about passion. And I think that's the fun part about being in the parking lot. When you walk around, you go, how'd you do that? I was in New York one time, and there was a great group, five that we call 5H, and that was the section they were in. And there's a young lady who's writing in her pad, and I said, how long have you liked the Giants? And she said, I hate football. I said, you hate football? What are you doing here? She said, this is the best cooking lesson in the United States. She says, I walk around, I get great recipes, then I go home. And she's right. It is the greatest cooking lesson. People love to talk about their food.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing that I like when I get to travel is that, you know, in everyday life, we live close to malls and shopping centers where everything looks the same restaurants, the same food, the same. You know, everything kind of looks. Do you remember Top Cat, the old cartoon? When he would run, you would see the background, and it would just be the same thing about every three or four frames, and nothing ever looked different. I think that's what we have in our work life, and so when we get to go experience tailgating, we really do get to experience those regional flavors, those regional tastes, and those regional recipes that really accentuate maybe more than in the past when things were more mom and pop and everything's become so commercial now. But when you drill down and get to spend time, and like you said, whether it's elaborate or very simple, I had a guest on my show, Jim Ross. He's the WWE Hall of Fame announcer, and he's a big Oklahoma University fan. And he was telling me last year that one of his favorite tailgates that he ever attended was in West Virginia, and the meal consisted of beans and cornbread, and that was it. And he said it was the best time because, as you said, the food did not take center stage. It was the conversations, and it was the spending time and meeting new people and making new friends. And those are all the things that I think are so important as part of tailgating. And you have been the torchbearer for that for over 20 years. So thank you. First of all, thank you for that. And continuing to be the goodwill ambassador in stadiums and racetracks across the country.
Well, you know, I thank you for that. I you know, the opportunity, and just it has been a really a fantasy, very much a fantasy life. And I've always said that hot dogs with friends, sitting with friends with laughter, is going to be better than a 10-course meal sitting down with people you don't like. And I think that when we get to spend time outside, and you know, when we talk about tailgating, I talked about NASCAR and steeplechase and everything else, that we forget that, and we have to plan, we plan for this season, that tailgating is, there are different seasons of tailgating. We're starting this week. It's hot. We have to think about a different menu. We have to think about different clothing. Number one, wear team colors. I think that's very, get there early, wear team colors, and keep it simple. Those are my three axioms. But then when we go into fall, the weather changes, we want a different type of food, and we go into winter. And I mean, sometimes, you know, I have been in, you know, in that snowdrift, where you don't even need ice for your ice chest. You just put any of your drinks in the snowbank. But we have to think about safety, food safety, have two ice chests, one for food, one for drinks. Hand sanitizer. We don't know where that person has been who's putting their hands in the chips. So the big thing is, instead of a bag of chips, get small little bags of chips with different flavors so people can taste different things but have their own bag. And instead of, and I think shaking hands is the most glorious of all, to be able to press the flesh, but learn how to fist bump in a good way, because that person who is coming out of that portalette, I don't know if I want to shake hands with them. I'm going to tell you the truth. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. So hand sanitizer and fist bumps are very important in the parking lot.
Joe, I want to thank you so much for coming on this week. And again, catch everything Joe's up to over on his website at tailgating.com. I know he's got also got a Twitter handle at Joe Kahn. That's C-A-H-N.
The most important thing is worry about the whole chicken. Don't worry about the wings.
Joe, on that, I cannot top that. That is classic. And, man, we really do appreciate you coming into Tailgate Radio. You are always welcome here. And we will post your website and a link over to your website, both on iTunes on this episode as well as on our website at tailgateradio.com. Joe Kahn, Commissioner of Tailgating, it is an absolute honor and privilege to have you on the show, and we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us.
Thank you, and I'll see you down the road.
Table full of soul, beef, chicken, swine, mac, cheese, baked beans, and powdered greens is mine. Shock made a chiller, eat a good like a senorita, hella food, like FEMA.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.
Tailgate Nation, week one is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 week fantasy football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter. Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 week fantasy football. Drafting your team is faster than ever. DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Tailgate to play DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code Tailgate to promote your share of $100,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richmond from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.